According to Mark. Jesus and his disciples left from there, began a journey through Galilee, but he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to them, and they will kill him. 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying. They were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent. For they had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst. Putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. Whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. If you were to rewind one day in your life, how often during the course of the day do you think you're pondering, you're thinking about God? Maybe 50%? Maybe on a good day, 60%? But it's very interesting, the opening prayer, because we're, as priests, we're able to preach on the opening prayer. Were you paying attention? Oh God, grant we pray, Almighty God, that always pondering spiritual things. You like that? Because we as priests, we can preach on that. We can preach on the first reading. We can preach on the psalm. We can preach on the gospel. We have a lot of liberty. But always pondering divine things, I think we have a long way to go. Amen? I think so. We probably have a lot of thoughts that we're thinking about that aren't really that good at all. Maybe they're superficial, maybe they're mediocre, or maybe they're even sinful. So I'd like to give you the secret to be able to live that. You've never heard anyone ever preach on this before, and you probably never will again. Almighty God, that always pondering spiritual things. It says always. What does that mean? 24/7. And don't get angry at me, but I think we're really far from that. Would you like to know the way in which we can live it? How many of you are going to receive communion today? Who is it? Jesus? Right? Okay, it's his body, right? His blood, his soul, his divinity, right? You're going to receive his body, blood, soul, and divinity. Okay, let's take that first, his body. So when we receive communion, it's his whole body. So you're going to be receiving, his body. Okay, let's start from here to here. The two most noble parts of the human person are what? Our intellect and our heart, right? Those are the two most noble, is our mind and our heart. Very Ignatian, we're working on the transformation of our mind as well as our heart. Okay, with your permission, a little bit of Aristotle now, and Thomas Aquinas. The mind has three faculties. What are they? The memory, the understanding, and the imagination. Right? So every communion you're receiving the mind of Christ. So that means his memory. It also means his understanding. It also means his imagination. So in this communion, you can be begging that the Lord will give you his memory, his understanding, and his imagination. Hello? But do it with a lot of faith. Nothing's going to happen if you don't have faith. Faith moves the mountains. Okay, let's develop that, because this is what we're praying for. We're praying for this. To always pondering spiritual things. Not partially. That's 24/7. So let's start with the memory. What is the faculty of the memory? Is you're calling to mind past events. That's a very short definition, right? Memories, you're calling to mind past events. Amen? Our problem is we very often call to mind past negative events. Right? We do. Be honest. We call to mind past negative events that are not going to help us to progress. What you ought to do when you're in consolation, call to mind the blessings that God has given to you. Amen? Call to mind the blessings that God has given to you. And that will pull you from desolation to consolation. For example, in my life, I'll do this. We're nine all together, and the Anglo culture is very different than the Latin and Filipino culture. I'm not saying one's better. But we all left home at 18, okay? That's shocking for Latinos and for Filipinos and most, no? My parents had the idea, we educate you until 18. No, you're up and wrong. So basically we had to fend for ourselves at 18. We almost all went to college to become doctors and a priest and this and that. But I have only 18 years of happy memories. That's huge. I don't have all these wounds to heal because I just have happy memories. So when I'm ever in desolation, I thank God for a mother and father that really gave us a really good family life. A really good family. Not perfect, but a very good family life. So when I'm going to seminary, I didn't have to go through all this healing process because I didn't have too many wounds to heal. Thanks be to God. That's a good use of the memory. Calling to mind the happy moments of the past. The fact that you're here now is because God has given you many special blessings of the past. Amen? Amen. Memory, then you're begging also for understanding. Beg the Lord for this grace that you will have a keen, penetrating intellect. I beg for that always. A keen, penetrating intellect. I'm praying for the grace that as I get older that I won't get Alzheimer's. I can pray for that. Most people my age, they start to get Alzheimer's. You know, in a year I'll be 70, so I'm old. I'm getting old. But I'm praying as I get older that my intellect will become even keener. I pray for that when I say Mass. And the Lord hears me because I'm asking with faith. Ask with faith so that you will have a keen mind. And with that keen mind, be able to transmit the truth to others. Amen? Then the last part of the mind is your imagination. There's where we run into trouble, right? Teresa of Avila calls it la loca de la casa. Huh? Any of you speak Spanish? La loca. La loca de la casa. But we can pray in the Mass that God would give us the grace to use our imagination in a good way. What have I taught you people through the exercises? Some of you have done the exercises, right? What is contemplation? Contemplation is training our imagination. That's what contemplation is. Training our imagination to think about Jesus, to think about Mary, to think about Saint Joseph, to think about the angels, to think about the saints with our imagination. And either we use our imagination for good or for bad. Most people use their imagination for bad rather than good. Imagine it's a neutral faculty, but we have to train it for good. Some of you have prayed, some have read True Devotion to Mary of St. Louis de Montfort. Have you? There's one phrase where we ask Mary to check our wandering imagination. I love that, don't you? To check our wandering imagination. So, this is the first time I've ever preached on four words, but we as priests, we can preach on a lot of things. I thought I'd give you a different type of homily, which all of us are going to pray for the grace to always ponder spiritual things. And I end with this. Who is our model? The Blessed Virgin Mary, right? Two times in the Gospel of Luke, we read, Mary pondered these things in her heart. You know the word from Greek? It's to ruminate. Okay? You know what ruminate means? Maybe you've seen in Mexico or the Philippines a cow chewing his cud. You ever see that? That's really what ruminate means. To be thinking about, pondering divine things. So when you receive Holy Communion today, beg the Lord for this grace. St. Paul says, put on the mind of Christ, and he says, you have the mind of Christ. When does that become a reality? Every time you go to Mass and receive Holy Communion. Put on the mind of Christ so that you can always be pondering the things of God. Amen.